August the 20th. The Sweet Psalmist of Israel. 2 Samuel 23:1. Among all the saints whose lives are recorded in Scripture, David's experience is the most striking, varied, and instructive. In his history, we meet with trials and temptations not to be discovered as a whole in other saints of ancient times, and so he is all the more characteristic of a type of our Lord. David knew the trials of all classes and conditions of men. Kings have their troubles, and David wore a crown. The peasant has his cares, and David handled a shepherd's staff. The wanderer has many hardships, and David stayed in the caves of En-Gedi. The captain has his difficulties, and David found the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, Joab, and Azahel, too difficult for him. The psalmist was also tested in the area of his friends. His counselor, Ahithophel, forsook him, 2 Samuel 15:31. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Psalm 41:9. His worst foes were those of his own household. His children were his greatest affliction. The temptations of poverty and wealth, of honor and reproach, and of health and weakness, all tried their power upon him. He had temptations from without to disturb his peace, and he had temptations from within to steal his joy. David no sooner escaped from one trial than he fell into another. No sooner had he emerged from one season of despondency and alarm than he was again brought into the lowest depths, and all God's waves and billows rolled over him. It's probably from this cause that David's psalms are so universally the delight of mature Christians. Whatever our frame of mind, whether delight or depression, David has exactly described our emotions. He was a skillful master of the human heart because he had been tutored in the best of all schools, the school of heartfelt, personal experience. As we are instructed in the same school, and as we mature in grace and in years, we increasingly appreciate David's psalms and find them to be green pastures. Psalm 23:2. Let David's experience cheer and counsel you this day.